It's time for Struds On Beer.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
The gym.
Tank tops on guys are starting to bother me at the gym. There I said it. It really is bothering me. I don't know what it is lately.
Drake.
Sit down, drink your popcorn, and that's it.
It's time for Struds On.
Mother Rushers Goalies. So, you know, as I was kind of going through getting the excitement of the Olympics, you start going through different teams and seeing what the strengths and weaknesses of it are. And, you know, Canada, you know, with their goaltenders, there's, you know, Carey Price, assuming he's healthy, then there's some younger goalies that, you know, you hope will be able to stand up and do something if required. Then even look at Darcy Kuemper and the way he played last year. But the team that jumps off the page is the depth is Russia. Russia has got a lot of, you know, solid, well, an elite goaltender. And then like a, you know, right underneath that kind of level goalie, then they have some guys that could probably get herself going. So, you know, at the top of that page would be Vasilevskiy. I think he's the best goalie in the league. Then with Islanders, you got Varlamov, you know, Shesterkin, that was easy to say, and with the Rangers, Sorokin, also with Islanders. But then you also got Bobrovsky. And, you know, Bobrovsky's got the huge contract, probably an ill-advised contract for Florida. But, you know, he's a guy that can he come in and do what's needed. If for whatever reason there's an injury or someone's unavailable to go, whatever the case is. But that Russian team is, they've got some depth to their, you know, especially it doesn't hurt when you have the best goalie in the world. Everyone else kind of falls in line after that. But that Russian team, guys, is going to be good. And you kind of look at some of the other squads. Like I talked a little bit about Canada's. You know, you look around at some of the other groups that they would have, you know, maybe a chance to win. And, you know, with the States, you know, Connor Hellebuck is one of the best goalies in the world as well. Then it drops down, you know, Nedeljkovic, can he do it in a big moment? Demko, you know, we've seen him play well before, but he's a pretty young player. Jack Campbell, you know, with Toronto, I'm not sure that he's, you know, what everyone thinks, or is he a young guy, or a relatively inexperienced guy like Calvin Peterson down in L.A., than his neighbor just in Anaheim, John Gibson. So they've got a little bit of depth there as well. But, you know, I just keep going back to that group with Russia, guys. And I think that is, to me, they'll be three deep. No matter who they take, as long as you have Vasilevskiy on top, three deep. Sweden, Markstrom, I think we know what he can do. Leonard, you know, as well, a solid player. And then you kind of get down to the different mixes with Allmark, who's, you know, had a pretty good season last year. But I don't think we can. I'd be surprised. There's much of an argument. They're not going to be the best. I believe Russia will have the strongest goaltender triplets in the league, or for the tournament next year for the Olympics.